I'm Marco Werman. It's The World. Cuba does more to muzzle the media than any country in the Americas. Its constitution does not allow for any independent or private press, as in zero, nada. But Cuba's stodgy, antiquated official media just might meet its match when a young Cuban blogger returns to the island next week after a year here in the U.S.
I don't expect too much support from the government. I'm kind of expecting tolerance, but I'm not sure if I can count on that.
That's Elaine Diaz, author of the blog La Polémica Digital. She's just spent a year at Harvard, where she's been a Nieman Fellow. Now Diaz is getting ready to return to a job as a journalism professor at the University of Havana. She's also planning to launch an online project in Cuba called Periodismo del Barrio, or Journalism from the Neighborhood, which she hopes will shape what sort of investigative reporting is possible in today's fast-changing Cuba.
I think it's going to be really challenging. We are working in small communities, basically affected by natural disasters, or community that can be vulnerable to natural disasters, which could be hurricanes, but also heavy rains. Our main purpose is not doing breaking news. It's kind of making the government, the local government, accountable.
If you're reporting on natural disasters, I mean, we know those can get real political real fast. We saw that with Hurricane Katrina. Has the government approved this project already?
No, it hasn't. It doesn't have any legal framework in Cuba right now. And we are trying to register it in a third country because according to the constitution, it's not going to be legal right now. We are going to work in the same kind of limbo that a lot of citizen media are working right now in Cuba. So it's not in the legal limbo. It's not something new, actually.
So you'll still be a professor of journalism at the University of Havana. But what do you think is going to happen with this project when you get back to Cuba? I mean, you're going to be there soon.
I think I'm going to receive a lot of pressure from the government. I think I'm going to receive a lot of good feedback, bad feedback. And I think the quality of the work is the ultimately evaluation for the project.
You've put out a request for, you know, job applications, so you're hiring, yeah?
We have received 96 applications so far. I was expecting like 20 applications because it's a new project, it's independent. So I was expecting a lot of people hesitant about it. But what is really interesting is like I have been receiving applications from all over the country, from young people, but also from very experienced journalists and from people all over the media, like TV, radio, and print and digital. So I think I have a lot of good candidates.
Yeah, so what does that relative flood of applications tell you about the eagerness of Cubans to, I don't know, speak out and criticize and write about their government?
I think people in Cuba right now, after December 17, are ready to have a conversation about media property in Cuba and actually about the constitution right now. And I think a lot of people strongly disagree with the constitution as it is, because the job that official media has been doing is not so great, and in some cases it's really bad. So people doesn't feel represented in those medias, and they want to try something new. And I think the applications have been telling me that first, I have some kind of reputation because people don't trust easily in someone who is launching a new media. That's why I wasn't expecting too many applications. But as I have been a professor at the University of Havana, I was local governor for 2 years when I was in Cuba, and I have been working in several places, even in graduate school with a lot of journalists, official journalists in Cuba. I think they trust me, they trust the project, they know that something really good could come out of there. Mm. And I think they are able to take the risk and try. There is no time that say we are going to triumph right away or this is going to be great the first year, but I think they are willing to take the risk.
When you get back to Havana, do you think you're going to have to worry about what you say online and whether that's going to insult government officials?
I think so, but I think it's the same while I was here. I'm going to be very careful. I don't want to start any kind of fight right now. I don't think it's really healthy for the project. I'm going to try to reach a lot of official media, alternative media in Cuba to do some sort of partnerships.
How has your perception of the U.S. changed after spending a year here?
I think it's completely changed. I think I have a more complex understanding of the United States. One professor told me, you understand that this country is way more than what you have been told in Cuba. So now you have more respect for this country, and now you can understand that everything is not that simple.
Yeah, so specifically, how different is the United States from what you thought it would be?
The official media has been like trying to portray a really bad view of journalism in America. And I was able to receive courses or workshops from journalists from all over the country. It was really interesting for me was the people who came from small media, like the one I want to do now in Cuba, like the New Haven Independent and Texas Tribune, ProPublica. And they were able to explain to us the business model and the way they were doing work with like small resources and small people. So that actually, Periodismo de Barrio is actually the result of my experience in Cuba, but it's also the result of all the knowledge I got here in America.
Kind of taking the Cuban government's line, you once thought that American media was corporate and kind of sensationalistic, and now you kind of see the side of it that's more independent and thoughtful and, well, let's say, struggling financially.
Exactly. Even in the case of Miami, we had a really bad portrayal of Miami Herald in Cuba. And while I was in Cambridge, Miami Herald got this huge prize for the reporting the Innocence Lost,
right,
which is about kids in Florida. It has changed all my mind about the American media. I do have still criticism, but I think it's less biased right now, and it's a more complex way of thinking about the American media.
I'm just curious, why do you want to do this work, citizen journalism in Cuba right now? Why do you think it's important?
This is what I can basically do, something small, but something that can develop. And it has to be right now, because Cuba is changing right now, and Cuba is ready to have that discussion and that conversation right now. It was impossible before December 17, but now I think it's possible.
Elaine, let me just ask you one more kind of personal question. What was the one thing in the U.S. Over the past year that you were totally not expecting, something that actually kind of changed your world?
When I arrived to Cambridge, I had no idea how to deal with the rent and credit cards and debit card. And I arrived to the place I was staying in Cambridge, and I was supposed to pay the rent, which was like $1,000. I came to America with $300. Mm-hmm. So I just arrive and say, okay, I just have $300. I'm from Cuba. I have no credit cards, no debit cards. And my landlords, who are retired, they told me, you don't have anything to be worried about. We have been having people since 20 years ago in this small apartment. So you can be here for basically 15 days without paying anything. I wasn't expecting that.
Wow.
That was really huge for me. And they were taking really good care of me for those 15 days without receiving anything back. And that's not the America they told you about in Cuba.
Elaine Diaz, professor of journalism at the University of Havana. She's the author of the blog La Polémica Digital for the last 5 years. And she just spent the last year at Harvard University, where she's been a Nieman Fellow. When do you get back to Havana, Elaine?
June 15.
All right. Happy travels.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. You're tuned to The World.